Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. By the way, President Donald Trump used the word locked and loaded regarding the Middle East. And so his term is locked and loaded. For 8+ years, we've been saying cocked and locked. I believe that means similar things. And he's backpedaling a little bit instead of attacking. He's saying, well, you know, we're prepared. And I've been telling you for years, class, that that's what I mean by cocked and locked. Ready for any situation. Tim in West Virginia, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norman Shealy. Hey, Tim.
I'm blessed.
Hey, Tim. Yeah, you are blessed.
You're on the air, Tim. I wanted to call in, and it's kind of, I listened to the first hour, and it was funny that you ended the hour, or pretty much ended it, talking about the PEMF, or PEMF, as we call it, and I just wanted to call and give my experience with that. About 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, I wanted to quit smoking. At 56 years old, I only smoked 48 years. So Dr. Shealy offered the use of a PEMF. That's back when they were in the study stage, I think, and barely had made it to market or might not even be sold at that point, and just had started to be sold. And he sent one to me, and I used it, and I'm pretty sure it worked. I had a hard time sitting for an hour and a half. I'm a busy guy with 30 acres, and I just can't sit on my butt for an hour and a half to wear it on my head like a halo. So I kind of put it under my rear end when I was in the recliner, and I put it under my mattress and slept on it. And I'm pretty sure it helped, but I can tell you another thing that helped unequivocally. And it's what I'd like to call the Shealy effect. You still there, guys?
I'm listening.
Okay, I'm just making sure. What I'd like to call the Shealy effect in my circumstances, Dr. Shealy, is I admire and respect you so much, and you have the personality and bedside manner of the doctor who delivered me. He's long gone, Charles T. Lively in Central West Virginia. But when you sent me that PEMF, you know, I wanted to quit, but that was a big monkey on my back for 48 years. And I tried to quit January 1st of 2017, but it just wasn't the right day. Life happened. I got delayed a little bit. But I'm happy to say that on January 13th, 2017, I set those things down. I've never touched them or craved them since. And I give the PEMF its due. But the reason I had to quit is because I couldn't tell you or let you down and say I didn't quit. And I don't lie to people, so I couldn't lie to you and tell you I did because I'm not a liar. So, buddy, the Shealy effect really worked for Tim, and I'm pleased to say, like a year and 9 months later, I've quit smoking, and I can be around people that smoke. My mother still smokes at 83. I'm not going to gripe at her. She'll go out her way. But anyway, I'm not bothered by it, and I just thank you, Dr. Shealy, for being who you are and what you are. And my biggest regret of my knowing you is you're so darn far away, I can't use your services. That bugs me.
Well, thank you so much for letting us know that. It's great to hear from you.
Sure thing, Doc.
Tim, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
You are in the state, or one of the top states for smoking. That's West Virginia.
And obesity.
Yeah, and and the resulting diseases. And my understanding is that when someone is around people who smoke, it's difficult to not smoke. Is that how you got started? You got started very young, right?
I think I was just a very ornery kid, and I've grown up to be an ornery man. I don't play well with others, and I don't like authority and so on and so forth. But me and a buddy down the road, Tim McCoy, so I started sneaking them off my mom, her Winston's, in second grade. And I can't say that we inhaled at the time, but I know for a fact I was inhaling before I got out of grade school. So I've had a very horrible habit for very many, many years. And I also worked in the glass factories here, and I think 99.5% of glass factory workers smoke from sheer boredom. It was a very tough, monotonous job to make stemware on a big glass tank, and you just did the same thing over and over and over for a whole shift. And I mean, I think every guy, even the blowers smoked, and they were blowing on the pipe. They would put their mouth away from the pipe and take a drag and go back and look. Half that glass was probably blown with smoke inside of it.
Now, when you say stemware, are you talking about joining the stem to the goblet, per se?
Yes, sir. It was actually called the German system. It was brought to Central West Virginia, and the reasons that we had abundance of silica sand and natural gas, we had abundance of all the raw materials, and a lot of Germans moved here, but my hometown was the hotbed of crystal manufacture, which is like wine goblets and Kool-Aid pitchers that you see in the Kool-Aid commercials and stuff. We manufactured that stuff here for decades, from like the 1890s or early 1900s, clear up through the crash was around 70 or 80, again, when the Chinese stuff started coming in. It just wiped out. There's no glass factories here anymore, just small art glass shops, and I actually make art glass. I make marbles in front of a torch with propane and oxygen, but there are no large glass manufacturers here anymore. They're gone.
Tim, if someone wanted to buy your handmade art marbles, how would they find you?
Presently, I don't have any in stock because all summer I spend all my time keeping up 30 acres. But I will start making marbles again probably in October or November when the snow starts to fly. And at that time, I don't have it set up yet, but at that time they can go to timsmarbles.com, and there will be a website with just my marbles on it. But that won't be till November probably.
Now, you've got 30 acres in West Virginia, and we had some, I think we had about that much in West Virginia on top of a mountain. Now, if you were to actually measure it, it was probably 3,000 acres vertically, but about 30 acres horizontally. Is your land like that? I mean, is yours like vertical cliffs too?
No, I think you were down in Monroe County, which was, you know, it's kind of straight up and down. You're getting into the Appalachians and the Alleghenies and the mountainous areas. I'm lucky enough to live in what we would call the foothills. I'm at about 1,005-foot elevation from sea level, and we have rolling, undulating hills, nothing like Colorado or anything like that. Our West Virginia's highest point is Spruce Knob. I think it's 5,861 or 63 feet. So, no, I'm not like Monroe County. I live in the central flatlands. There's like three or four lakes within an hour's drive, one of them within 20 minutes' drive. It's called Lake Country. We call it Central West Virginia Lake Country. It's an absolutely beautiful area. If you buy the amount of land I bought, I found a really nice parcel back in the early 90s when I moved back from New Jersey, and it has five or six house sites on it, buildable house sites that are beautifully level for West Virginia, which means from one end of the house site, the other might be out 6 to 12 inches on a transit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so
pretty level.
Beautiful country. It's in the lowlands, actually.
Yeah, ours was if you slipped off the front porch, you'd be rolling downhill for a long time.
I know that type of area well. Over at Seneca Rocks, it's like that, and we used to go to Smoke Hole Caverns over there and Spruce Knob. We used to trout fish over in Petersburg and over in around Moorestown, I think it is. But I know that area. It's over when you get beyond Elkins. Elkins is 60 miles or 50 miles east of me, and Elkins, West Virginia, is where they have the Forest Festival every year for about a century now. And once you get east of Elkins, you're climbing some mountains all the way to the top and then down the other side into Stanford, Virginia, Harrisonburg, Virginia, that area.
Tim, let's ask you about the health effects of not smoking. So now that you've quit for quite some time, what's the difference between, we can talk about the economic effects too, but how do you feel compared to when you were smoking? Is there a difference or not?
Yes, I feel wonderful. The only con, they're all pros. Everything is great about quitting. The only con for me was, is it was kind of like a, we call a pacifier in West Virginia, a binky. So I got rid of that binky, drawing that filter to my mouth and started putting a little bit of food in my mouth. I did put on over 30 pounds and taking it back off by drinking a lot of water and doing as much exercise. But I did have a problem with putting on weight, you know. I think a lot of people do. That's not an excuse. But everything else is wonderful. And also, my grandma Curtis, she passed at 96 years old several years ago. But she always whistled under her breath. And I inherited that from my grandma Curtis. And I'm a whistler. I mean, everybody thinks I'm happy all the time. I'm not. I get upset like everybody else. But I whistle a lot, and a lot of times under my breath. But I think it made my lungs healthier my entire life, because I don't know if you're familiar with a sphygmomanometer, I think it's called, that you suck the plunger to the top when you get pneumonia or you get an operation. They don't want fluids to settle in your lungs, and you suck that machine to the top. You familiar with that machine?
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah, well, I can sure suck that thing to the top. I can suck it to the top the whole 48 years I smoked. So I attribute that to whistling under my breath, and just I think I exercise my lungs subconsciously all my waking hours. It's the only way I can explain it. How can anybody have lungs that good when they smoke for 48 years? And you know, that's so the only con was gaining some weight, and I know why. It was a mental thing, and I also quit in the dead of winter, which I usually put on a few pounds every winter from eating comfort foods and not exercising as much as summer. So, you know, it's all great. Anybody that's thinking about it, do it. I hadn't enjoyed smoking for 10 or 15 years. It was definitely an addiction. The only one I enjoyed was maybe the one after a meal, which would have only been 3 cigarettes a day. And, I mean, it's just, if you quit, you will not believe how much better you will feel physically and mentally. It's just, it's a wonderful thing to have that monkey off your back. And my goodness, the economics of it, at a pack a day, you know, 365 days a year, $5, you're putting $1,600 in your pocket minimum. That's not on a calculator, but it's quick math in my head. You're saving some money, and I'm tightwad, so saving money is always a good thing.
Dr. Shealy, here's a medical question. So Tim lives 1,000 feet above sea level. Do you think that would have any positive effect in his lungs being of larger capacity than someone who lives, let's say, in Virginia Beach at sea level?
Well, I'm not sure that it would have possibly some. Again, the single greatest improvement, if you go 5 years... 10 years, I'm sorry, 10 years after you quit smoking, your life expectancy is the same as someone who never smoked. So it does take that long to clean up the whole, all the possible defects, but that's darn good. And so he has extended his life by a minimum of 6 years.
Mm-hmm. And that's great news. Tim, I've got a question for you. I've asked callers to let us know. Who do you think got kicked out of Walmart? Do you have any feel for who might have gotten kicked out?
Well, I'll tell you, I just heard on national news, or I read the internet headlines every day. I'm a fan of Drudge because it's like crib notes for me. But does the music come on?
Yes, it is.
You want to
hold through the... Sure, hold through it, yeah. And let us know who your first choice, which instructor you think got kicked out, how we can make USA Prepares better, what you like and what you don't like. It's Tim in West Virginia, Dr. Norm Shealy, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I'm going to swing by your place today and get some more youth formula.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm, Sheila's with us, Tim in West Virginia. So, Tim, what do you like, what don't you like, how can we improve, and which one of us do you think got kicked out of Walmart?
You did, Doc Sheila.
Yeah, I'm here.
I wanted to thank you for 6 years on my life because I know I'm going to quit for good. So thanks for helping me add 6 years back.
Hey, thank you.
My three grandsons that are 1, 4, and 5 will thank you when I'm at their graduation and maybe their weddings. To answer your questions, Ben, I don't know much of a way you can improve. Maybe, because I've listened to you for like all the time you've been on. I like through Ron Gibson because it's 1 hour and 8 minutes instead of 2, but we'll leave that at that and not get anybody in trouble. Maybe changing structures occasionally to not get into a downright routine. But other than that, that's the only thing I could suggest for. Other than that, I love it. And I saw the headline, or I don't know if I read it or saw it. I don't watch much TV, but I saw where Walmart was banning us from carrying our sidearms. We're an open carry state in West Virginia without any permits. It's blowing wide open here. Recently, they changed the law. You don't even have to have the sheriff's permission. I mean, it's we're probably one of the best states in the nation as far as carrying guns. But as soon as I heard that, I thought, boy, Vin's in trouble. So I'm going to have to give my vote to Vin. Vin Finelli got kicked out because they probably started giving him crap about carrying a sidearm. I figured.
So is that the reason that you think it was me?
Yeah.
Carrie, is that it? I'm writing reasons down. So
yeah, Carrie, it's not been packing heat, and I'm telling him he can't pack heat anymore. He's like, I don't care, I ain't coming anymore.
Okay, so carrying in Walmart, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think it's Vin Finelli for carrying in Walmart right after the national headline hit that they were going to stop that.
Okay, well, now don't feel you have to vote for me because I'm on the air, okay? It could have been any one of us. It could have been Dr. Sheely,
too. I'm going that through logics. I mean, it's just logical to me that Vin Finelli's not going to be too pleased about that. He's probably going to voice his opinion. In a very direct manner.
And, okay, and here is my opinion. So, class, it actually did happen. I'm not going to tell you yet which one of us it was. But I will tell you. But if you think that knowing your instructors the way you do and the way I do, if you think that's a problem, that one of us has been banned from going to Walmart, do you think we should try to boycott Walmart? Do you think that we should reward that store manager by saying, and by the way, I know Walmart's paying attention to what we're saying. Do you think that that we should withdraw some of our purchases from Walmart and only buy what you absolutely positively can only get there that you need? Should we do that? Should we start the boycott? Or just go on business as usual and just keep going to Walmart? So should there be any repercussions for what Walmart did? Should there be? That's the question. And you can answer that yourselves. Tim, do you think we should boycott?
Well, I think that word has so many negative connotations that I like saying it this way. I like to vote with my wallet or the non-use of my wallet someplace. So that's kind of how I verbalize it.
That's exactly what I mean. Dr. Sheely, your thoughts?
I agree.
Okay. Very good. Tim, anything else? I've got another call on coming in.
No, nothing else. It's always a pleasure talking to you gentlemen, and just realize I don't call as often in the summer because I'm busy, and I also listen to you on the Ron Gibson channel an awful lot. It's more efficient for me. Let's put it that way.
And Tim, thank you so much, and a big thank you to Ron Gibson. And what you can do is you can type in at your search engine, YouTube, comma, USA Preparers, comma, Ron Gibson, and you'll find G-I-B-S-O-N, Ron as in Ronald, and you'll find his channel, and we're there every day. Commercials are stripped out, and it's faster. Tim, thank you very much. Steve Elkins, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Sheely.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Steve Elkins is an instructor. I'll tell you what, Steve, why don't you hold through the commercial break, and we'll be right back with our long-time listener, first-time caller. Actually, Steve is an instructor at USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
United Auto Workers leaders say their members have gone on strike against GM after GM made $8 billion profit last year and isn't paying a fair wage to those workers.
We're on strike over affordable quality health care issues.
This picketing worker says just a few years ago they made concessions to help keep the company going.
And now that they're making more money than they ever have, we feel like we should get some of that stuff back.
The workers remain on the picket lines, but talks between the two sides have resumed this morning. The Federal Reserve is expected to reduce interest rates this week. President Trump tweeting it's about time, saying the U.S. is, quote, paying a much higher interest rate than other competing nations, and he's squarely blaming the Fed. A Fed policy meeting starts tomorrow and wraps up Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Stop by Dr. Shealy's office today. Dr. Shealy, are you going to be around today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I wanted to stop by and buy some youth formula. I'm running low on youth formula, so I want to swing by if that's okay. And if you're busy, I won't interrupt, but if you're not, I'd love to get a hug. And,
well, if you come, I'll be disappointed if I don't get a hug. So, just let me know.
Okay.
Tell him to let me know. I'm expecting a hug.
Okay, very good. Steve Elkins is with us. Steve?
Yes. No, a question, actually, just a comment, actually, from your last caller talking about the Walmart and their enforcement of no carry inside their store. I do believe that's open carry because I have a concealed carry permit, and I carry mine in. It's concealed. You can't see I have it, but I understand it's the open carry, and you and I discussed this. I would rather be the concealed carry than the open carry because your active shooter is going to take out the person he sees with a handgun that's open in plain sight. So I think it's smart to be the other guy, the concealed weapon carry, versus the open carry myself. And until I'm told otherwise, or unless they install some machinery to say as soon as I walk in the front doors that I have a firearm on me, I will continue to carry my concealed weapons permit and my weapon. So,
yeah, and you're right. The first one to get taken out would be the guy with the open carry. That's absolutely correct. In Missouri, we can open carry, conceal carry. The right to bear arms shall not be questioned, according to the Missouri State Constitution, latest version of it. And I'm with you, and I prefer carrying rather than not carrying. But what And you're right, it's open carry. Walmart does not want to see open carry because they seem to think it intimidates people who might be shopping there, you know, the ones with their underwear showing and the multicultural hair. But get your ammo because you don't have to buy it at Walmart. You can buy it wherever you want because it looks like Walmart, according to what I read, they are going to cease selling firearms. They're going to sell out. Now, I don't know if that article is right or not, but that's one that I saw. So if you don't have ammunition, what good is that rifle, pistol, or shotgun?
Exactly.
So my recommendation is get way more than you need. Steve, there was a vote for you being banned from Walmart on Friday. Do you have a position as to who you think might have been banned from Walmart if you didn't vote
people.
For yourself?
Numerous instructors. There's probably a handful. And I know, I mean, I'm not going to cast my vote and say, you know, even throw my hand and say it's me. But I have had Walmart look at me kind of funny. They're secure people. Security people know who I am. As I did a show one time talking about what we don't make and where everything we buy is coming from. And I was flipping over labels left and right. And they came down and said, what are you doing? And I'm saying, I'm just trying to see if we make anything anymore. And the other day I was in a liquor store. And I was noticing they're talking about all this vaping stuff, all the vaping and the lung illness and the e-cigarettes, that whole controversy. And so I was in a liquor store, and I'm doing some research. The guy said, what are you doing? I said, I'm doing some research. He goes, on what? I said, you're marketing. The alcohol companies are marketing to children. Because look at these flavors of this alcohol. Cotton candy, cake, all the different flavors you can think of. And this is definitely not for us, so... I think many people are watching me. I think they're watching all the instructors because we're inquisitive. We want to know what's going on, and we do our homework and our research. And that's kind of intimidating if you walk into a store and you start pulling your notebook out and start taking notes, looking around. You know, I even counted the number of security cameras in a Walmart inside and outside on the roof after all the shootings. And I wanted to say, well, wait a minute, where's the video footage from this shooting here? They don't like that. So, but that's just me. That's who I am.
Well, it's interesting you say that, and I'd like to share a quick story with you and Dr. Shealy. So during the aftermath, the day after the Joplin tornado a few years ago, I walked into a school, and the Red Cross was setting up there. They were not taking volunteers, but I had a Red Cross ID around my neck, you know, one of those ID cards with my picture on it. And I walked in with another guy, and he said, we have to register. I said, well, go ahead. So he registered, and I just stood there with my clipboard, and I just looked around like I was taking notes. And people came up to me and asked me what I wanted them to do. They knew I was in charge. Because I was taking notes.
You just got
on
a
clipboard. Yeah. Yeah. And another time I took my students in high school, we were on an installation, a network installation, and we went to Fuddruckers, a hamburger joint, and it was a really, really, really long line. I had a van full of my students. And I asked one of my students to get me my clipboard. So I got my clipboard, and we were standing in line, and I was just writing some notes, and the manager came over and asked, they knew that I was with headquarters, because I said to my students, now look, don't let anybody know that we are from headquarters. Don't tell anybody. And so the manager came over, and we got our food first. So you can look, act, and be the part, and that was the point.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's, yes, you are noticed when you have a clipboard or you take notes.
Yes, you do.
Steve, any comments of how we can do a better job, what you like and what you don't like?
You know, Vincent, you do an awesome job, and I'm not just saying that. I'm not blowing sunshine. You do a fabulous job of what you do, and I'm thankful for your show. I really am. I've learned a lot, and glad to be a part of it when I can. No, I think you're right on, Mark. You know, if you can get some more guests once in a while, that's always nice to have a guest in a specialty area. Always nice to have a discipline. But, no, overall, you're very well-rounded in everything, and I appreciate your show, and I appreciate your dedication.
Dr. Shealy, is there anything you like, don't like, and can we do a better job? Your thoughts, Dr. Shealy.
Well, you know, I like what we do, obviously, or I wouldn't be here. And the only thing I would like is more callers like Steve. I like comments from the people we're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all call, as they say down south.
Yeah. Now, our broadcast at USA Prepares is, you know, it's very interesting. Steve is on Republic Broadcasting, another network, and we are also on Republic Broadcasting. The owner, John Stattmiller, we all know him. He takes USA Prepares from today and will play it in its entirety on Republic Broadcasting tomorrow morning from 6 o'clock a.m. through 8 o'clock a.m. on Republic Broadcasting. So they cannot call us because we're now a day late with Republic. But when I go on Republic Broadcasting, last time I was on with Steve Elkins, we filled in for John Stattmiller. Steve asked me to join him. We took 31 calls in 2 hours. That was a record. I don't think there's ever been a show that's taken 31 calls. We actually got 30 of them on the air in 2 hours on Republic Broadcasting. I think that was a record. But that's Republic. It's different here on GCN, and I don't know why. Steve, how many calls do you get on 2 hours on Sunday, typically?
Anywhere from 8 to 10, maybe 12 sometimes. Yesterday, I think last night, was maybe 7, 8 callers. Two trolls, mm-hmm. including mm-hmm. two trolls. So I had my hands full of that.
Yeah, and you know, we're all sick of the trolls. And the reason I mentioned that there will be some rules for the village, if we establish a village here in Missouri, there will be rules. There will be no trolls. And one of the rules would be that if a person is deemed a troll and a detractor, that person will forfeit his or her part of the village. They'll be kicked out and lose their investment. When I say investment, their purchase. Okay. We don't want any detractors. Either you're with us or you're against us. I mean, George Bush said that. He said it so well, succinctly. But we don't want detractors. We have enough problems, you know, just surviving. We don't need people trying to pull us off the ladder. We really don't.
You know, what's interesting, Vincent, is that the trolls are going back to the archives, because this troll called me last night, went back to the archives, and we're talking, oh, gosh, how many months? Maybe a month and a half ago I did a show where I played a clip from Paul Harvey, and it was called A Letter from God. And it was a great clip, 8-minute clip, and he came back and tried to crucify me on this and basically saying I was anti-Semite and that there are chosen people and it's Israel. And he just came out of nowhere, but that show was at least a month and a half ago I played that clip. So they're going back to the archives now, trying to find something they can to hang you with, and I didn't waste much time with him. I cut him off, and that was into that, and basically had my piece, said my last words, and then went on to another call. Then another caller came in on something else. So whether they're working together or independent, they're going back through the archives trying to find something to hang you by, and I had two last night, which I got rid of them pretty quick.
It's interesting that you say this because my dad died before I ever went on the radio, so he never knew that I was a broadcaster. My mom knew. My mom survived my dad by a number of years. And they both lived in our farmhouse in Missouri. We moved them in with us because we wanted to take care of them. Well, my mother and father were attacked on the Internet. My mother has never been on the air with me. Anyone who met my mother would say she was very kind, a nice person. But the trolls have attacked my mother. And I happen to be talking with someone who listens to USA Prepares, actually a student. And this student told me that he warned the trolls that attacked my parents. And I didn't know this, but he warned them. He said, "I will hunt you down and kill you." Now, I didn't say, "Hey, y'all, I'm looking for somebody to take out these trolls." I never said that. But one of our students, actually, and maybe even several, let this guy know, or these trolls know, and they know who they are, that they will be hunted down and killed because of that. They thought it was absolutely over the top, outrageous, and wrong to attack my family. My family has nothing to do with this broadcast. I'll talk about them every once in a while, but and you'll never hear me. You'll never hear me mention Mrs. Finelli's name. You'll never hear me mention our son's name. You'll never hear me mention any our daughter's name. You won't, because I don't want them to suffer for things that I've said,
right,
like by these trolls.
Yeah.
You'll always hear me say Mrs. Finelli, or our son, or our sons, or our children, but never their names. But these trolls are out of control. I mean, they're nasty. They're absolutely nasty.
Well, people ask me why I keep my identity or my location kind of secret. It's because of reasons that I just don't trust. Some of these people are just whacked out. They're threatening, and I'm not going to subject my family to that. Also, well, if they find me, they're going to be dealt with severely. And I don't want to go too much detail on that. But this is why I keep my identity where I live in part of Florida where I live very secret, because it's sad that we live in this world where, well, we're supposed to have freedom of opinions and speech, and I recognize other people's speech, and I may agree with you, but there are people out there who don't like what we're talking about, Vincent. We are threatening to them because they are the deceivers. The deceivers have a goal. They have a mission, and I'm disrupting that mission. You're disrupting that mission. Dr. Norm Shealy is disrupting that mission that we're on to bring the truth out to the people. And so if they can derail us any way they can, whether it's intimidation or threats, they're going to do so. So I'm not going to give an open invitation to kind of find me, but I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. I know you're going to do the same. And Dr. Norm Shealy also, all your instructors are all dedicated to the message of truth. And that's what my message is, truth. If you don't like it, well, that's tough. This is the way it is. I fill in the blanks, and they don't like that. That's
Steve,
that's threatening to them.
Steve, I used to broadcast in the same studio that Dr. Shealy broadcasts. He has a weekly show. He does an hour.
Blood Sugar Pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957.
The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Class, if you'd like to call Dr. Norm Shealy's office and set up an appointment, he's in the Central Time Zone. Dr. Shealy, what number would you like?
417-351-5221.
417-351-5221. That's the office number. And if you want to order supplies, you can do it from that number, and they will ship them to you. You can order them on the Internet as well. Dr. Shealy, I was in the studio with you one day, and I was doing taking the calls and answering the phone, and I was there. And you are on KWTO AM 560 Springfield, Missouri. It covers like 97 counties in Missouri. It's got a really far range on a clear day. And it's an old radio station with a great big antenna with a good grounding system, so it really works well. And low on the dial, AM travels, it follows the curvature of the earth better than higher on the dial. So that's one of the considerations for why radio travels farther if it's lower on the dial. But anyway, when I was with you, I saw you had a legal notepad, I should say. And you took 21 calls in 1 hour. Now, Steve and I took 31 calls in 2 hours. You, of course, beat that record because you got 21 in 1 hour. I've never seen that before. What is the reason why you get so many calls, Dr. Shealy?
Well, because actually my calls are specifically essentially a free medical consultation online. People call because they have a specific medical question.
Okay. Can you give us an example of, you know, what some of those questions are?
Oh, my heavens. Well, the most common is hypertension. What can I do to get off 5 drugs that aren't working? The second would be addiction. I'm sorry. No, that's the second would be anxiety. Third, depression, fourth pain. It's that kind of thing. Now, I only averaged 13, by the way. So that was one of my high days.
Okay, because I was so impressed. You know, I was in the studio, and you said something like, I'm Dr. Shealy, I'm on the air, you can be too. Jane from Springfield. It was like that fast. Steve, it was impressive. I mean impressive. It was as fast as I could take the call, put them, you know, in queue, and Dr. Shealy would answer the questions, and it was unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. Dr. Shealy, how long have you been taking calls like that, giving free medical consultation?
1988.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long did it take for your radio show to take off? You know, starting with day one, when did the call start?
Probably about 2 or 3 months.
2 or 3 months, you're on a roll taking calls. And so you're an institution in Springfield, Missouri. A lot of people know who you are. And do you get a chance to meet those people in your clinic?
Oh, yes. I mean, I would guess that 80% of our new patients come from our radio show.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, several months ago, I pulled into your parking lot to see you. And there was a camper van there with out-of-state plates. And this guy and his wife, I think, were spending about a week with you.
That is true, yeah. I think, actually, we have that happen about, you know, every couple of months. Somebody comes from out of town like that.
Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting. I was chatting with your gal at the front office there. I walked in, I said, hey, how's it going? And this guy came out of one of your treatment rooms where he had your scalar energy. His wife was in there, and he was looking at me from the doorway. And he had a big smile on his face. He knew who I was based on my short conversation with your receptionist, if you will, because he recognized my voice. And he said that he listened to us, and that's why he was there. I thought that was quite fascinating.
Yes. Synchronicity.
Yes. Steve, any comments?
I'm just trying to scratch my head here, trying to figure out why I did not meet Dr. Shealy when I came out last time, Vincent.
Well, you will next time.
I'd like to meet him someday. I'd like to meet him in person.
Well, yeah. Next time you come out to the farm.
South, y'all come.
Well, you will. And we'll travel to Dr. Shealy's office. Or, you know, if he's available, we'd be glad. I'll be glad to do that. Dr. Shealy, I'm sure you are too, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could stay up till 2 in the morning and talk about the world's problems and solutions.
Now you lost me, Steve. I'm a morning person, yeah. Not a night owl.
And when you say morning person, you're talking like 4 a.m., aren't you, Dr. Shealy? Because I see
emails. You got it. Yeah,
emails.
I see emails at 3 a.m.
Yeah, well, I see them. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us. And class, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Steve Elkins, thank you so much for being with us and calling in and being, both of you gentlemen, thank you for being instructors. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Got ammo? Get ammo. See you tomorrow.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.